My family was never one to make a big deal out of New Year's Eve in the years when I was growing up. The traditions we had were simple and involved staying at home, listening to the radio station play the top 100 songs of the year, and watching the countdown in Times Square that preceded the onset of the new year. Sometime along the way, a new tradition began, the assembly of a jigsaw puzzle, often one that we kids had received as a gift at Christmas. Well, most of you have helped put together a jigsaw puzzle in the course of your life, so you know the drill. First, you need a space. Any old table will do. You clear it off and ceremoniously dump the puzzle pieces into a heap, then carefully spread them out and flip each one over so that the top side is showing on every one. As you do this, the coveted edge pieces are set aside and pieced together to reveal the size and shape of the puzzle, to give the parameters within which the assembly of the rest of the puzzle will take place. And then the pieces are gradually organized by color or some other similarity, all the sky pieces over here, all the trees here, and the mountains on this side. Piece by piece, as the puzzle is filled in, the picture starts to come into view, and then voila! It's time to put that last piece in place, the pièce de résistance. The great honor of placing the last piece in the puzzle can lead some people to perform underhanded tricks, such as taking a piece early on in the process and tucking it away in one's pocket until the very end. And I'm not naming any names. When the puzzle is finished, the puzzlers get to sit back and admire the final product with both sadness and relief that this much anticipated event has been completed yet another year. Now, it may sound trite to say that life is like a jigsaw puzzle, but there's really a lot of truth in this analogy. Each of our lives is like a puzzle slowly being assembled as we tumble through the years. There are pieces of all sizes and shapes that are part of our puzzle, experiences, the people, the events. They find a way to fit together until the last piece of the puzzle is put into place and the puzzle is finished and the full picture is revealed. Most days we'd be hard-pressed to even begin to envision that final picture because we're focused on all the separate little pieces that need to find their place. And there's so many of those little pieces. What should we have for dinner? Who's taking the kids to soccer practice? Has the dog been out yet? Some of the pieces take a little longer to fit into place. What college should I attend? How are we going to pay those bills? Should I take that job and move the family clear across the country? Life can feel like a pile of puzzle pieces scattered haphazardly as we strive to put the pieces together, to first put the edge pieces there and then sort through the rest of them and find a way to make all the pieces fit. It's no wonder we lose sight of the big picture, a picture we can't even begin to see most of the time. When God first called Abraham and Sarah from their home in Haran and told them to pack up their gear and move far, far away, God made them a promise. God promised he would bless them and multiply them into this great nation, that they would have descendants more numerous than all the stars in the heavens. God told them what the big picture would be, hard as it was for them to imagine it then. And God asked them to be the ones to start sorting out the pieces and put them into place. But since that first promise, 25 years have passed, and God has not fulfilled the promise, at least not the way that elderly couple can see. Abraham is now 99, and his wife 89 years old, and they have given up hope of having children at all, let alone becoming a great nation or having offspring more numerous than the stars. Time has run out, or so it seems. And so in those long years of waiting, Abraham and Sarah got tired of waiting for God to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Forget the big picture. They try to fit the pieces of their lives in their own way with both hilarious and disastrous results. So when God comes to Abraham yet again and tells him that he and Sarah will have a son, Abraham can't help but fall on his face and burst into laughter. What a joke! Can't you just see it? After all this time, God is finally going to get around to fulfilling his promise. Yeah, right. But God does what has been promised to Abraham and Sarah all along. And they have a son named Isaac, and it's God who gets the last laugh. When we lose sight of the big picture, that's when our frustrations set in, our worry here, and our anger here, and our fear, and our impatience cause our focus to become narrower and narrower. And then it's like trying to cram the jigsaw puzzle piece into a place where it doesn't fit. You know you've done this. The pieces are the right color, and it's almost the right shape. Why can't it just fit in a place there? Keep trying. Because we want to complete the puzzle. We want to see the finished product. We want to know how things are all going to turn out. We get tired of all those pieces scattered around the table waiting to be put into place. But bit by bit, piece by piece, God fits all the pieces of the puzzle together. Just like with Abraham and Sarah, the pieces will all fit eventually. Abraham and Sarah will never see the finished puzzle. They have to trust that God can see it, that their pieces are vital to the completion of the puzzle. Theirs are just a few of those pieces, not the only ones, and not the last. Now, we can read the story of Abraham and Sarah in its entirety and say, see how it all worked out? See how God kept the promise? See how they finally had their son, Isaac, and then he had two sons, and those sons became the fathers of many children, and so on, just as God had promised in the first place. We can see where Abraham and Sarah's puzzle pieces fit into the big picture, but see that in our own lives? Not so simple. And that's where our faith comes in. Faith is trusting that God's promises will always play out in the long run, even when the pieces are still piled up in a heap. It's trusting that those pieces are being sorted out even as we live them, and that there is more to all our lives than what we see in the here and now. Faith is trusting that even our mistakes and failures are pieces of that puzzle, that somehow they too will fit into the puzzle, that God will not let the final picture be ruined because of them. Faith is believing that we are part of a bigger picture than just our own individual lives. We are all part of God's story, which began in the beginning when God created the heavens and the earth with the Word, the story that continued when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us in the person of Jesus, is the story that continues through the end of time when Christ comes again and the very last piece of the puzzle is finally put into place. Faith is the edge pieces that form the framework with which all the other pieces fit together into a final, beautiful picture. And that picture includes the baby who never had a chance to draw a first breath, and the child whose life ends when she still has so much ahead of her, and the parent who will never see his children grow up. It includes the person who is famous for doing great things and the person who lives this solitary, unknown existence. Every life, no matter how grand or trivial it seems to us, is precious in the sight of God. The big picture includes all of them, all of us, and all of life. We can't see the finished picture, not from where we stand, but God knows the big picture. And in Christ, we have a glimpse of what that picture will look like when heaven and earth come together and all of creation lives in peace and in harmony and joy. The season of Lent is the season in which all the pieces of the Christian life are spread out on the table. Pieces that include life with its despair and delight. Pieces that include death with its deep sorrow and its sometimes welcome relief. Pieces that include resurrection with its promise and its hope. And the puzzle is put together piece by piece, framed by the one who gives us life and who raises us from death. The season of Lent is a season in which all the pieces of our lives are spread out on the table. But it isn't just any old table. It is the table of Jesus Christ. Pray with me. Oh God, we place the pieces of our lives in your hands, trusting that you will put them together, that every piece will have its place in the big picture that is your story. We may not see that big picture now, but we are part of it nonetheless. Give us the grace to trust in your promise until that day when the last piece of the puzzle is put into place, when the big picture is complete, and all creation is made new in Christ. For now, let it be enough that we belong to you. In the name of Christ our Savior, we pray, and let all God's people say, Amen.